It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. Happy to be joined by Great Lakes swimmers, and Tony Decker is sitting with me right now. Tony, welcome back to KCSN.
Thanks for having us.
Forest of Arms is the new album, and there's a number of things that we're going to dive into in talking about the new record. There's an interesting storyline that continues to evolve around Great Lakes swimmers, and that is, I guess, a traditional studio ain't your bag.
Yeah.
In a manner of speaking.
Yeah, we've been doing some pretty interesting location recordings. That's a big part of the process for us now. It's a big part of what makes up that extra kind of intangible sort of sonic layer, you know, not only in the sound and but in the creative process too. It's become really important.
On this record and on previous records, you found places, including, I can't pronounce the caverns, you're going to have to pronounce it.
Oh, yeah, it's about an hour east of Toronto, where we're based. It's called Tiendanaga, cavern and caves. It's a cave system, quite rare in Ontario, actually, up in Canada, where we are. We found, I was coming back from a gig at one point and stopped in to do a little tour in the summer, and I thought, you know, have you guys ever thought about recording music down here? And they said, well, you know, get in touch with us, you know, when it comes time. And I did, and we worked it out. They let us in. We set up a little makeshift studio inside this enormous cavern, you know, and recorded some tracks down there.
Was there any, well, first of all, that's commendable, because I'm sure, which was harder, getting your gear into our studio or getting your gear into that cavern?
Man, I think we had to go down like four stories, Oof. Like to get into the bottom of the cavern with Oof. All of this gear. So yeah, it was a challenge. It was a challenge in and of itself. I think we spent just as much time loading in and setting up as we did actually recording, just because of the nature of the environment. Zero in the City by Great Lakes Swimmers. Before
you're very involved in wildlife preservation, and you obviously, that desire to perform, if we will, in the wild, it makes you even more in touch with what wildlife means, what, you know, landscapes mean, and you want to help do what you can to preserve some of these great places. Talk a little bit about that part of how, what you've been involved in.
Yeah, well, I mean, that kind of like dovetails nicely kind of thematically into the spaces that we're recording in too. So there's this kind of actual, you know, engagement with the environment on that level, and an engagement with it thematically too. The title of the album actually comes from a song that I wrote when I took a trip with the World Wildlife Fund up in the northwest coast of British Columbia, sort of just below the Alaskan Panhandle, and sailed through all of these very narrow passageways and islands along the coast there, sort of seeing firsthand what you know, a thriving yet, you know, fragile when it comes to encroaching industry, you know, in that place. It was a very inspiring trip. It like brought together a lot of threads for me that I had been kind of considering for many years, kind of through this project and otherwise. So there's this kind of through line of like trying to approach a kind of a spirituality in the natural world that's been kind of like developing, and it's ideas that have been coming together over the course of our, I guess this is our sixth record. And it really came to, you know, an interesting point on that trip, and the writings from that trip sort of became the foundation for the new album and the track The Great Bear specifically, which contains the, you know, the title of the song A Forest of Arms. So that it was important to me to grapple with that a little bit more overtly, and I think that it's I really felt a sense of urgency to sort of add my voice to the people there, particularly the First Nations people of Canada that are they're tough, and they're really holding up and speaking out against the potentially very high risk oil industry that's trying to make its way into that area. So Don't Leave Me Hanging by Great Lake Swimmers.
Had different hair when I saw you last. You flew away, flew when you could have fought. But you did fight. You went so many rounds, delivered one shot at a time. Don't leave me hanging. Don't leave me hanging. Drowning in shallow. Wayward carry. Don't leave me hanging. Don't leave me hanging. Drown me in shallow water. Don't leave me hanging. Don't leave me hanging. To start it all over.
What's happening in Toronto right now? Is it still a unified community? Is it breaking off into little areas and circles?
Right. Yeah, the classic, the broken social scene, as it were, in quotation marks, right?
Yeah,
right. You know, it,
touché.
Yeah, it really started to come together, I feel like, in the early 2000s in a very interesting way. And it was... it was fun to be a part of that, kind of to see that kind of happening, that kind of, there was just, no one really knows where it came from, probably a confluence of things, but there was a time there where it really flourished, and it's continuing to do that. I think that in Toronto, we have a real sense of camaraderie there. There's a real support system for, you know, across genres. People are really unified around the city. People love the city. There's a really fertile creative ground for music, especially in Toronto right now. And I wouldn't say it's competitive. It's more everyone's, it can be kind of like a small town sometimes, you know. But everyone is more concerned with building each other up, I think.
You liken touring to extending your conversation with your fans that you may have started with the most recent record, and that going back on the road is an opportunity to take the ideas that went into songs both before and most recently and say, okay, let's pick up where we left off in that last conversation. Is that accurate?
That's very well put. I would have said exactly that. You know, I feel strongly that that's one of the things that I think we are energized by on the road is continuing that conversation that starts with the songs, and having that experience with people in the same room with people and continuing the story.
Something like a storm coming in. So many parts are larger things. And a changing atmosphere. I have been expecting you. Just ahead of tempest lines. I promise you it will be fine. Buried in yourself so deep. Pray the Lord my soul to keep my soul to keep. Storm coming in.
with Something Like a Storm by Great Lake Swimmers.
We invite our fans. This is a really smart band and a really wonderful band to see in concert. They're at the Troubadour tonight. It's Great Lake Swimmers. A Forest of Arms is the new album. Tony, thanks again for coming out a second time. You know, when you come the third time, you get a special honors badge. It's a badge of honor. It's like a patch that you get to wear on your coat, sort of like a Boy Scout badge. So you're only one visit away from getting that honors patch. So we want to make sure you guys come back and get that great honor.
We will.
It's been fun. It's Tony Decker. It's Great Lake Swimmers, and it's 88.5 KCSN.